Our students are the future. How we advance innovation and impact and approach equity in their classrooms will determine how we thrive as a world community. The status quo just won't cut it. That's why we're here to break the grade. Hello, breakers and difference makers. I'm Josh Chernikoff, host of How I Broke That. I'm a two-time entrepreneur in the education space, and I've successfully exited both of those companies. I've experienced my fair share of breaks in my life, and I'm here to bring my signature approach to my new show, Breaking the Grade. Welcome to episode number 28 of Breaking the Grade. Today, we're going to talk about how to transform your LinkedIn profile into a sales page that gets you more leads for your education business. Let's take it outside at this point of the education space, and let's think about if you were going to hire a contractor to help you for your house. Let's say you want to get a new roof, okay? And you find a contractor, and that is great. And what's the first thing that you do? Of course, you Google them. You look on Yelp. You look on Google. You look for reviews. And you check all the social media platforms that you can. Well, that is exactly what people do in the education space when they potentially partner up with you. They look at your LinkedIn profile. So it's especially critical that your LinkedIn profile is super professional, super polished, and reads like a sales funnel. Most people think they just have to do LinkedIn, and so they throw a profile and they put their resume there and they say, I'm good. Well, I can tell you, that's what I thought for a long time, but it's not true. When I really focused on LinkedIn, and I do it every single day, and upped my LinkedIn game, it became a constant source of leads for me. So if you want to get clients from LinkedIn, you have to transform your profile from a CV to a sales funnel. And that is exactly what our client Rose did. Rose is a busy entrepreneur. She's grown her company through word of mouth and referrals. And referrals will get you started, but they're not going to get you to scale. And the challenge for Rose was that she needed to generate more leads. So she joined the EdSales Elevation Experience. She really focused on the section that was about LinkedIn. And she absolutely turned her LinkedIn from a CV to a sales funnel. And I'll read you a quote. Rose said, "My brand positioning and my confidence and clarity on my ability to generate leads has dramatically improved." And since I know Rose, she would definitely credit LinkedIn as one of the reasons that her confidence and clarity and leads have increased. So here's how to get started. Your profile picture. Okay, your profile picture is like the first handshake in the digital world. Let me repeat that. Your profile picture in LinkedIn is like a handshake in the digital world. It's the first thing that people notice about you on LinkedIn. Having a professional and engaging profile picture, that's super important, and it sets the tone. It sets the tone for other people to know who you are. Imagine meeting somebody for the first time. You'd want to look your best, right? Well, that's what your LinkedIn profile picture does for you. So when you are selecting your profile picture, make sure it's high resolution and super clear. You want educators and the ed tech professionals that you want to work with or sell to clearly see you and take you seriously. Your profile picture is a key part of your personal branding. Now, let's move to the headline, okay? One of my favorite parts, one of my favorite exercises to do with the folks in our EdSales Elevation Experience. So most people use their headline on LinkedIn to just list their job titles. In example, Josh Chernikoff, two-time business owner, coach, lead gen specialist, podcast host. Well, that just reads like a laundry list of things that I've done. Now, a good headline is a hook. A good headline is a hook that captures attention and shows how you can help your ideal client. Let me repeat that. A good headline is a hook and shows exactly how you can help your ideal client. It's like a magnet pulling people in your direction. And it should quickly tell others how you can help them. And you can use this very simple formula for your headline. I help who using what method and have gotten what results. So for me, Josh Chernikoff, I am helping education companies build lead generation engines that book 12 to 20 highly qualified sales calls each month. Let me repeat that. I help education companies build lead generation engines that book 12 to 20 highly qualified sales calls each month using the EdSales Elevation Experience method. So notice number one was different from number two because I added in the part about the EdSales Elevation Experience, which is my unique method. And that just goes to show that the headline is ever evolving and can get better and better and better. You see how much more powerful that headline is using that formula than just listing a bunch of stuff you do? Let's take it a step further. So underneath the headline is a space where you can share a link. So most people waste this opportunity. I am constantly using it in different ways, and so can you. You can use that as a lead magnet. You can use that for your website. You can use that as an opportunity for people to book with you. But let me make sure that I emphasize that you should use it one way or another. By optimizing this space, it helps you actually capture more leads and direct potential clients to information like lead magnets. So I'd like to continue to direct you to this show. Please, please, please subscribe to Breaking the Grade. And if you can, it would be most appreciated if you would give us 5-star ratings and actually reviews. Those are very helpful. Please do so if you get a chance. Let's talk about the summary and about section, okay? In the summary section of your LinkedIn profile, it's tempting to just talk about achievement after achievement after achievement, but that, again, would be a traditional CV. This section, believe it or not, and take a look at my profile, is your chance to showcase the value you bring to the table and how you can make a difference in the lives of your ideal client. So again, this section, the summary section, is a chance not for you to list everything you've done since day one of your life, but where you can showcase exactly how you can help your ideal client. Again, don't list your skills, don't list your qualifications. This is where you speak to the problem of your ideal client and exactly how you can solve it. You actually can share how you can help them and how they can get started working with you and emphasize some of the tangible results they can expect and that you have achieved for other clients. And don't forget to include a clear, super clear call to action. This may feel different, and it definitely probably sounds different, because I would imagine that your about section, your summary, is most likely just a list of your achievements. And what we are saying is, showcase what you do. Show yourself off to your ideal client. Share some tangible results. And then have a call to action. Very different. This has worked extremely well for Grace. Grace is a client of ours, went through the EdSales Elevation Experience, actually started with us with no business whatsoever. And she is now moving that business along and getting super, super good at generating leads on her own. And she had a LinkedIn profile, but it read more like a resume. And then she dug in to her LinkedIn profile and turned it into a sales funnel. Now, Rose worked with our team to create the banner. Rose worked with our team to make sure her headline was super solid and told exactly to her ideal client that she was the person they wanted to work with. Her picture, top-notch. Her story, amazing. Grace is an amazing storyteller and prolific writer. And her call to action does it. So when people go and meet Grace and see her LinkedIn profile, they look at her banner. It's professional. They look at her picture. It's professional. They know from her headline who she is, what method she uses, and what results she gets for her ideal client. And then they go to her summary section. It asks a bunch of great questions to essentially help self-identify people to say, yeah, this person knows what I need. She lists tangible results, and then she's got a call to action. We've got the featured section as well, okay? The featured section is where you want to highlight important content, and that boosts your credibility, and that boosts the reason that people come back to read what you write. So you want to use that featured section to highlight important content. That is where you share success stories. That is where you share case studies. That is where you share testimonials. That is where you illustrate for people who are coming to your profile that you have had a positive impact on your ideal client. Experience in education. This is where you can begin to share career history. This is where the typical resume CV type stuff comes in. If the above sections are set up, I'm asking you to do that, like a sales funnel, people are already getting into what you're doing. And so in this section, the experience and education section, this is where you could start including some of your past jobs, some of those roles, and some of those notable accomplishments. And for education, you should list the schools that you attended. For me, American University in Washington, D.C., where I got my undergrad, my master's at Northwestern, where I got my master's in broadcast journalism. These sections, the experience and education sections, are going to help paint a picture for your ideal client of you and how professional you are. I'd like to talk for a second about our community, and I hope you will join it. In the show notes, we will put a link to join our community. In our community, you will get to meet people like Rose. You will get to meet people like Grace. These people have leveraged LinkedIn and they've had success doing it. Now, you can also not only meet them, but I know Grace and Rose, they are willing to help you. So that's the type of community we have. This is a community of entrepreneurs, of educators, of founders, of CEOs, only in the education space, who are going up against the same stuff you are and are willing to help you with introductions, with generating leads, and with growing your business to make an impact in the education space. Let's talk about a few more parts of how you can up your LinkedIn profile game. We've got skills and endorsements. This is the skills that you need to list that are most applicable to your ideal client. Recommendations. Every time you get a testimonial, ask your clients if they'll write a recommendation on LinkedIn. I know it's asking them to do two things, but you've poured your heart into that relationship, so hopefully they'll do it. And then engaging content and activity. You should be posting content as much as you can. I'm not asking you to become a 24/7, 365 creator, but you've got content up here in your head, and you should be sharing it. And even if you're not ready to share your content, I encourage you to comment on other people's content. It's a great way to feel good about yourself in terms of contributing to what somebody has written and to begin to enter the conversation, whatever it is, in the education space about a topic that you are knowledgeable about. Now, if you are ready to up your LinkedIn profile game, download the LinkedIn profile blueprint that we have, and we've got a link for you to do that. And also, if you want to really take it to the next level, come join our LinkedIn Attractor Workshop. We'll work together live to transform your LinkedIn profile together. So I've got two calls to action. I want to help you with the LinkedIn clearly. We've got a chance for you to download the blueprint, and then we always are running workshops to help people with their LinkedIn. So I hope you found this show helpful. If you have, please rate it, comment, share it, whatever you do. And if you've got questions, absolutely reach out to me or join the community, and you can ask others questions like Rose and Grace and other people who have upped their LinkedIn profile game, and it has generated leads for them. Thanks for joining me. Have a great, great time doing lead generation for your business. We got your back. Hey, Breakers. Thanks for joining us on Breaking the Grade. If you want to get to know your fellow Breakers in education better, please join us in our community in Mighty Networks. You can also follow us on social media for lead generation tips. Information about the community and the social media in the show description. And if you want to help us out, please like and subscribe to the show. Keep on breaking, you lead gen legends.